Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to
Hello.
Roberta? Hello?
Richie. Can you hear me? Can you
You're
hear
cutting
me?
off, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can hear you now. Thank
Yes,
you.
that's obviously, I'm sorry. This is Roberta.
Thank you so much. My name is Sam. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. And we would like to ask just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation as well. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chances, or you don't think you will vote?
Will vote.
Thank you. Now, can I know what's your age, just for statistical purposes, please?
64.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number.
That I would definitely vote, moderate vote. Is that what you said? Because I
And
can
pretty much
barely
how
hear
motivated.
you.
Yeah, pretty much the question is how motivated you are. A 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
10. Oh, motivated. 10. 10.
Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of have you had previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you say that you are a strong Republican or not so strong?
Yeah, strong Republican.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thanks for sharing. And can you tell me what specifically makes you say that?
My God, everybody just look around, nobody's going back to work. Prices are still going up. You can't get anybody to work. You can't get any help. And yes, things are just not affordable. And for senior citizens, it's even worse.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Taking notes of it. Thank you very much. Now, I will read you a list here, and please tell me which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections. Okay? So, first one is inflation and the economy. By the way, you can select up to two. Inflation and the economy, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, climate change and environmental issues, improving K-12 public school education, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms. Which two would
So
you
I
select
choose
as your
from two. Okay, I'm
Yes.
going to say inflation and health care.
Right. Thanks for sharing that. Taking notes, let me move on. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? And you can tell me either strongly approve or disapprove, or somewhat approve or disapprove.
I approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
I strongly approve.
All right. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting worse.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
As far as racial, is that what you said?
Yeah, about race division.
Yeah, I think the division is worse.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
In my everyday life, not at all.
Not at all. All right, that's good. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often,
I do not.
Not often, or not at all.
Not at all. No.
All right. That's good. Now, would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
That I have more rights or the same rights than other people? Everybody's
That's
got
correct.
The same rights. Everybody's got the same rights.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. Now, I let you rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please also let me know. The first one is the Democracy Party from 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you. Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. I could care less about her either. A 5.
All right. Donald Trump.
Maybe a 20.
20. Ron DeSantis?
Probably 75.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I'm going to say probably a 90.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
A 2.
2. And the NAACP or NAACP pretty much?
The NAACP, yeah. I'll give them a 90.
90. All right, thank you. Now, I know again it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for, Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
I don't even know who the West guy is. Damn sure ain't voting for Biden. Really don't want to vote for Trump, but I'll have to go with Trump on this one.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? You can tell me very, somewhat not so worried or not.
I mean, I'm not worried about it, no.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. You can tell me you strongly agree or disagree, or somewhat agree or disagree. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Everybody has the same opportunity. So, I mean, I strongly agree. Everybody's got the right same opportunity. You just got to work for it.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Yep. I agree. Strongly agree.
All right. Thank you. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Immigrants what now?
Contribute more to America than they take.
That's a 50-50 because, I'm not going to strongly agree. I'm not going to strongly disagree. They do contribute, so I'll just agree. Heck with it.
All right. Thank you.
I mean, they do work.
Now,
yeah.
All right, next one is, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Reverse white, what'd you say now?
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I don't think it is.
So would you strongly disagree?
I disagree. I slightly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
That vote goes both ways. I guess it is to a certain degree. I'll slightly agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
I don't think they need to do more. They've already done more than they should. They shouldn't. Well, never mind. I'm going to disagree.
All right. Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
All right. And sexism is a big problem in today's society.
No, that's a big subject. I disagree.
All right. Thanks so much. Let me move on then. Right now we are at the middle of the survey. That means that we're almost close to finish. Again, appreciate your time, ma'am. So,
yeah,
in general,
go.
let me do it as fast as I can right now, okay? So, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action program designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose that? You can tell me either strongly or
oppose it. I oppose it.
Would you say it's, okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree more. This is statement A. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books or our school libraries can carry. And statement B, our school must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our school, such as black and LGBTQ+. So which of the two statements do you agree with more, A or B?
Well, I think the parents should have a say-so in what books is chosen and what is taught to their children. That's their choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't agree with any of the statements, probably? Or do you
agree the first with one? Didn't you say the first one that you read, didn't you say that was the parents should have the right to the say-so in what books?
That's correct.
Okay, I'll go with that statement.
Would you strongly agree with that one or just somewhat agree?
I strongly agree. I think parents have that right and they should exercise it.
Gotcha, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important to our democracy to survive. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think it's extremely important. A 5 means you think it's somewhat important. And a 0 means you don't think it's important at all. Still, you can use any number. Here's the first one, a fair and equitable court system, 0 to 10.
A 10.
Thank you. Traditional family values?
10.
A strong military?
10.
Religious freedom?
10.
Free and fair elections?
10.
Affordable health care?
10.
Secure borders?
10.
Quality K-12 education?
10.
All right. Thanks so much. I'm going to read you right now some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree. with the statement, and a zero means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can still use any number. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
Two is strongly agree, right?
No. And that two will be you do not agree.
Oh, I strongly agree.
That would be a 10. So, thank you.
A 10. Okay.
All right. Now, next one is America's democratic institution has come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. So from 0 to 10?
I'm gonna go with a 4.
Number 4. All right, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now again. Rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. You can just
I'm extremely motivated. 10. I'm extremely motivated.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
Okay. Are you married or married living with a partner? Single?
I'm married.
Divorced? Okay.
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No children.
No children. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
A conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat?
Very conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I do not.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time again, ma'am. We already finished with the survey. I really appreciate your time, Roberta. Have a good rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.